Government spokesman Frank Ejekum says the Kufuor administration is disappointed about the findings of the report because a number of measures have been introduced to help curb corruption in the country.
I talk of such mechanisms as the Procurement Act, as the Financial Administration Act, as the Whistleblowers Act, as the Internal Auditors Act. All these are measures that have been put in place by government to help stem the tide of corruption.
Transparency International has been conducting annual corruption surveys for 11 years. Its report is compiled from numerous surveys of business people and country analysts who are asked for their perception of the country's corruption. The 2006 report, released Monday, scored Ghana 3.3 points on a scale of 1 to 10, with the lowest being the most corrupt. Ajikum questions the basis for the score.
They gave us a score of 3.3, the same as in 1999. And now I'm saying that if in 1990 I gave a 3.3, when we didn't have these laws in place, and 2006, where we have all these laws in place, if you say that we have 3.3, it means that in the interim you are trying to say that we haven't done anything at all. And that is not true.
There is widespread public perception of corruption among public officials in Ghana. But Ajekun says the Transparency International report does not reflect the positive developments that have been achieved.
We are not saying that as a government, we are 100% corruption free. That's not what we are trying to say. But we are saying that, yes, before these laws came into being, we had a very low mark. We could understand. But these laws have come. And you realize that when you're talking about corruption, yes, it has always persisted in the police force and stuff like that, and all those areas. But also in the area of purchases of government equipment, you had a lot of corruption going on. And that is where the Procurement Act did come in.
Ejekum says the government is committed to win the fight against corruption. Meanwhile, the Ghana Integrity Initiative, the local branch of Transparency International, has called on the government to do more to deal with corruption. Afam Duvi for VOA News, Accra.